everybody, a lot of you wanna work with VaynerMedia. Good news, we're hiring. We're hiring creators, specifically right now, and we'll keep updating this promo throughout the year. Video and design capable individuals, people that have good ideas and would know what to do if we needed to sell watermelon or bubble gum or soap or wine or sneakers. We're looking for video and image creators. Think about the stuff I put out on Instagram, that kind of stuff. Are you scrappy? Are you hungry? GaryVee.com/creators with an S. Go fill out the form. Please join our team at VaynerX, because I think some of these people are gonna go into 137, some are gonna go to Vayner Talent, mainly for VaynerMedia, and maybe the occasional person for Team Gary V. If you wanna join the VaynerX family, please go check out, specifically right now for VaynerMedia, though we save the resumes and we move them around, to GaryVee.com/creators with an S.
This is the Gary V audio experience.
Started my life was kind of rough. I had an awful battle. The doctor set my parents down and said my life was fragile. Perspective is the game, and Gary V the name. Just put your head down, do the work, and everything will change. Sipping tea, helping feels, yeah, that's what I wanted. Being patient, hella tricky, if I'm being honest.
See what Gary V puts in positivity.
What's good, T fam? Wednesday, August 26th. Happy to be here. I am Gary V, and this is T. With Gary V. Let's get into it. I'm 9:45 today, so a little bit shorter of an episode. Dustin, you well?
Yep.
Good. I think I'm locked in a Charizard Holo Shadowless First Edition PSA 10.
I don't even want to know how much that costs.
Holy grail shit. So pretty excited about that. All right, crazy. Let's keep rock and rolling. Jen, good to see you. Scott Bogert, thanks for joining us. Let's give some shout outs before we get into it. I see LinkedIn, I see Twitch, I see Sebastian, I see Matt Taylor. You're my guy as well. Charles Hatfield, what's good? Rob, what's good? Kash VP, great to see you. Share Squad, let's get some Share Squads going. And also today on Wine Text, crazy, crazy rosé offer. If you drink rosé in your home, period, if you buy rosé, you have to go to winetext.com right now and sign up. If you've not signed up for WineText, this is a service I created for my dad's business. It is crazy. Please leave a comment right now if you are part of WineText, or if you live in the US and you're not in Illinois or Texas, there's a couple other states, and you're gonna sign up now, tell me, because today, literally the best rosé deal we've ever offered. And September has become the number one month of rosé consumption. And so just, I see the love for Wine Text in the comments. I really appreciate it. And share this link right now. Let's get some people to enjoy us. Jenny, thank you for being part of Wine Text. Today is a huge day, huge, huge day. I'm fired up about it. All right, let's get into it.
Gary. Good morning. Welcome to the Poke Cave.
Nick, I didn't even know you were the first guest. And you heard what I said to?
The first edition Charizard PSA 10.
Holo, shadowless.
That's Jeez. The king.
There's only, 121 of them in the world or something like that?
Just about.
What? That's the range. How are you, Nick? Like, what, your world must be going nuts.
Oh, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. And as soon as I heard you talking about Pokemon and seeing you post about it, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy's already awesome. How could he get even cooler? So, dude, it's so cool to see you jumping into Pokemon. Everybody is so excited about it. So,
you know what's funny? The sports card stuff comes supernatural to me. I know everything about sports. Pokemon, my life with that was, I'd already started my kind of business career when that craze happened, but I have AJ, who's 11 years younger than me, and he was right in pocket middle school when it came out. I remember AJ had like pneumonia or like was real sick. And I convinced my dad one day after work to go down to the sports card store. And I was out of sports cards at that point, but I knew it existed down the street. And I knew AJ was on Pokemon. And we bought him a box of like the first Shadowless. And I'll just never forget how happy he was, like just going crazy. And And it's just an incredible IP. And I really think that cards in general are gonna be looked upon the same way that contemporary art is looked upon. So I bought the Charizard Holo because I look at it like a Jackson Pollock or an Andy Warhol. And I think people are grossly underestimating how much more room this has over the next decade.
Yep, I agree 100%. And actually that you jumped right into one of my questions was, I actually had you quoted up here as saying, after your vacationary thing, you 3 years
more
ago.
Conviction.
The top 5%, the massive transformation, just like you said, with contemporary art. So that was actually, I was going to jump into that and ask you to elaborate on a little bit, because that really, that got me thinking as soon as I saw that post. I'm like, wow, that's, you were away for a week and you really kind of, I feel like you kind of thought about it a little bit more. Had some more thoughts.
Thought about it a little more. I thought about it pretty much the whole time. I was very downtime vacation and like was, had been thinking for, this has been a 3-year journey for me. Again, Pokemon, just for clarity for the audience and for you, is no question the place that I'm least knowledgeable about. But my inner circle, Lou, Tyler, AJ, they're all like deeply, deeply into it.
Dustin,
and like Jason, like a lot of people, like, but those three who I talk to the most on a daily basis are very, very, very deep. So here's how I look at it. I think that people are very confused because everybody you talk to, and I'm sure you're living through this, when you talk about this, and it's starting to happen, it's hitting the mainstream a lot more than it did 2 years ago. Yeah. And everyone's original, like thoughtful, smart people are like, but Gary, like this has been around for a while. Like why now? Why now? Or the bigger issue, people looked at sneakers in 1994 as things you wore on your feet. People did not look at them as things that people would sell for $25,000 a pair. Things change over time. Like things come along. Like people, watches didn't start off as something one would collect. There was a very weird conversation at some point in history, I'm undereducated on this, where somebody's like, these are collectible items. And everybody in the town square laughed at her or him. And so, to me, I look at what's the makeup of the 40 to 60 year old, the 35 to 55 year old currently in the world, and what is she and he gonna do for the next 40 years that's different than what their parents did? I have zero interest in buying, a $3 million painting. Couldn't be less interested.
Pumped up to go on eBay at 2 a.m. and hunt for cards.
I love that process, but I'm talking about, forget about me, because if you focus on a focus group of one, you always lose. Like this had nothing to do with me. I've loved cards my whole life. I've been public since 2006 with
YMI. Since you've been 12, you started going around with the sports cards.
But I've been doing public content from 2006 to 2018. I went 12 years. And the only time I would talk about sports cards was as a context point to my career.
Right.
So when I started talking about it 2 years ago, I was like, you need to get into this. And the amount of money that my community has made because they bought Luka Doncic's at $35 or $50 and now are selling them at $2,000. I mean, the emails and DMs I get are just incredible. But the reason I'm bringing that up is for 12 years, I had the chance to talk about it, but I didn't because it wasn't happening. 3 years ago, I saw the early indications of believing that cards were about to explode in value. Specifically, I thought basketball because of its overall popularity and its global reach, the internet, eBay, and StockX infrastructure, soccer, proper football. And to me, proper football, basketball, and Pokemon are the clear most interesting places. I also get very interesting in wrestling, vintage, and vintage basketball. But I think Pokemon, there's a lot of people that the IP, the passion around Pokemon is much bigger than people realize. Much bigger. Yeah. I think if you've surveyed most people about where Pokemon sits versus Star Wars, they would lose that bet. They don't understand how big it is. Most people would go with Star Wars. Like, it's real, real, real big. It also is gender neutral in a lot of ways. So much great female collecting action in Pokemon that skews as a higher percentage, which I think is much needed because women make things always better. Dudes with dudes always come up with, you know, so like, to me, I think that there's an incredible shift and that a lot of people, call it 100,000 wealthy people, and you've got to understand how this all works. Right. 100,000 wealthy people, 39, 42, would rather have a Bill Russell 1957 Topps PSA 9, a Charizard, right? Holo first edition PSA 9 with a Walter Payton 76 Topps rookie with a, you know, it's not as valuable, but a Ken Griffey Jr. PSA 10 upper deck because that's their childhood. And they're going to, I think whoever builds the best in-home case to display 25 of your top cards as a piece of furniture is about to build a $50 million business.
Yeah.
So I think that the wealthy are going to express their wealth, because that always happens, through sports and Pokemon and alternative cards graded in home that will trickle down. And then when you start seeing, you know, these cards go from $50,000 and $100,000 a piece to $1 million a piece, it will all trickle down.
Right. Yeah.
You've got a whole generation of people that want to be entrepreneurs. Nothing will teach people that are watching right now, 15, 16, 13, 19 more than learning how to buy and flip a piece of cardboard and learning how to merchandise it, hold, when to sell, buying and selling, trading, you know, living that kind of like raw, like human trade of trading, you know, rocks for sheep for, you know, it's in us. It's what we do. And I think Pokemon sits at the...
nostalgic. It's so nostalgic for so many people. I mean, going back for myself, I grew up with it, you know, as it popped off in 1999, 2000.
Hold on a second. Megan, I apologize that I want to just address a comment. I love you, but the card thing is taking you over. Money, 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 invest. Your message of happiness is confused. Megan, I apologize, and maybe it's just my sheer excitement. I'll try to be much more clear with this. It's not how I see it at all, Megan. I think that, listen, I'm a businessman, and my message is absolutely about happiness. But the, you know, happiness can be put through a lot of different highways. One could be talking about it through a family dynamic, through a craft dynamic. You know, my lane is entrepreneurship and business. Megan, I don't know if you, when you say this card thing is taking over, what you're seeing is deep happiness in me, Megan. I'm actually likely going to leave a lot of money on the table because I'm focusing so much on my happiness right now that I'm not doing other things for my other businesses that would make me more money. I'm really, really sorry that that's what you, what you're getting from me. And more importantly, Meg, and I appreciate the hearts, I will do a better job. I think I'm so in the excitement. Meg, I'll be honest with you. I think there's a whole slew of people that will have so much more happiness buying and selling Pokemon cards than being a lawyer. And like, I actually think this whole conversation is actually about happiness. We're talking about cardboard with pictures on it being a commerce capability. I can't believe that millions of people are about to turn their hobby into their profession, which is actually going to lead to dramatically greater happiness than them dragging themselves to the jobs they hate. So again, you're right, Megan. I'm definitely like trying to help people understand the economics behind it. But Megan, what you need to understand is that almost everybody dismisses how significant this can be. I don't think people understand that even if they're average, there's a very substantial chance if they don't gamble. And poker, you can go into this, like people gamble, they buy packs, and I think they're valuable, but if you're gonna open it, go ahead, please. Yeah. Anyway, Megan, I just wanna make sure there's no confusion. I always speak in parallel of like financial stability and happiness.
And doing what you love.
And I think, Megan, you know this, and that's why you set the hearts. I want people to make $130,000 a year selling Pokemon and leave their $230,000 a year job. I want people to leave, you know, to leave their $47,000 a year teaching job and make $39,000 a year flipping, you know, garbage pail kids, because they'll be, if they'll be happier doing that than teaching. I'd rather them stay teaching if they don't. Or what I'm really excited about is for a lot of people, and this is where it really gets fun for me, man. For a lot of people here, if they study for 15 to 20 hours, because if they just go to eBay and they buy a qualifier PSA, which has a stain on it, they'll get ripped. You can get ripped off fast. In Pokemon especially, because there's so many variations of the first series and a million things. But Meg, the thing that I'm most passionate about is that hundreds of thousands of people that are going to watch this video over the next couple of weeks, so many people are going to make an extra $1,000 a month that is going to allow them to take their family down to the Jersey Shore and have a trip while the government's not sending us subsidized checks anymore. So yes, I am, you know, excited about the commerce stuff. It's not about the money part is a collateral of the happiness that also will help so many families when we go into this real recession, because we're not sending people free money anymore.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go deeper.
It's the happiness of it, because if just for a little bit of history on me, I tried the college thing. I, you know, dropped out 2-3 times, and it wasn't for me. It didn't work for me. I couldn't sit there, and I just couldn't do it. So I jumped into different things. I actually started going to garage sales, yard sales 9-10 years ago, before a lot of people were doing it. And people were doing it, but you could literally go to any garage sale and there was hits, every single one.
Yeah.
So I did that for a while. But in the back of what I was doing was the office jobs, the 9-to-5s, the construction work. And those were the things that I wanted to get away from to make myself happier. And I took all the money that I'd made from the garage sales and yard sales, turned it into other business ventures, and built on from there. And about 5 years ago, like, that was the hustle, right? I mean, that's what you preach, right? So about 5 years ago, I got back into Pokemon solely based off of that nostalgia and the happiness. And that's what helped it grow, genuine passion, happiness, and excitement out of it, which you could see it in people. I mean, I could see it in you, the passion just going on and talking about it. So from there is where I grew it. And about a year ago, I started my YouTube channel. Not even a year ago, 8 months ago, I started my YouTube channel and decided to go full time with Pokemon and trading cards. So that's what I do now on YouTube, PokerRev. And one of the biggest things that we do is and strive for is just to have fun, but also with that, be able to teach people and help them learn about, you know, what should I buy? What should I sell? You know, the market, collecting and things like that. And just, I mean, just for example, like a first edition Jungle Booster box, a lot of people ask about the first series of Pokemon, you know, where to start. And I try to help people go in the right direction with Pokemon. So like you said, if somebody wants to make an extra $1,000 a month or a week, they have that opportunity right here, right now. And it's happening right now. And not even just the vintage.
It's definitely happening. I just want to make sure everybody who's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because they follow me from all the other stuff and they are not following me in this world. You have to get really educated. People, right? You'll agree with me, right? Like 100%. People, I mean, people
every
get
Saturday
excited.
Morning, I will go and we would talk about Pokemon for 4 hours straight.
And I'm sure you've seen so many people, you know, cry out of like, crap, I got excited, I went on eBay, I bought this, and then I realized it wasn't the right one, or I didn't understand what a PSA qualifier was, or I'm sure you see a lot of that, right?
Right.
And so, and the reason I bring that up, everybody, is like, this is not like a gold rush or things of that nature. There is a real significant moment, and this will be a moment 2-4-7 years, and then like everything, it will then, just like Pokemon, just like sports card, there will be a dip. That may happen in 4 years, that may happen in 4 months, that may happen in 7 years, I don't know, but clearly things are going this way. Yeah. But where you will really get hurt right now, even though it's easy, and every time you buy a card, it goes up a week later, or a box, or things of that nature, is if you're undereducated and you think you're buying something when you're not.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
There's a yellow and red cheeks Pikachu in the first, you've got to be educated. There's a lot of variations. You have any questions?
The one question that you hit on with the contemporary art, I did have one thing I was hoping you could help me cross off my bucket list. If you have a minute, I always wanted to say that I opened up a booster pack with Gary V. So I got a couple
right here. Let's go.
Let's Hell do yeah. it. No. Just so you
Dustin,
know.
Get in here. I know this will fire you up.
Dustin will like this. All right, so this is Hidden Fates, right? This is a modern set that was released last year. Inside of here, the biggest hit you can get is the Charizard, the shiny Charizard. So in a PSA 10, it's going for about $1,500. And this is just a modern pack that you can pick up at the store. Like, you could go to Target, Walmart, and pick up this pack. So
not anymore.
Right.
They're all gone.
There's the reprint coming. But, I mean, if we pull the Charizard here, I don't even know. So basically, we'll go through here when we get to the rare. Come on. Can we get a hit?
Let's get a hit.
Can we get a hit with Gary V?
Let's get a hit.
Oop. Let's get a hit. Let's get a hit.
Oop.
Not in that one. I got.
All right.
We got to get one more.
One more.
One more, on, for, the, one more for the road. Let's go. Let's get it. One hit. And what we do is in the chat, we bring the luck. So guys, throw in some luck in the chat.
Love that.
Charmander, card. Right?
It's beautiful.
Dustin, you got that first edition Shadowless Charmander, right?
Yeah, and I also have a shiny Hidden Fates one.
Oh, nice. Come on.
Ooh.
Hollow.
Hollow Eevee.
Better than nothing.
Nice. Better
Hollow
than nothing. Eevee. Hollow Eevee. Solid.
Better than nothing.
Listen, opening up packs is such a thrill. Get educated. Follow this man's channel. We'll talk soon, brother. Take care of yourself.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Of course. I wish you well. Keep pushing.
You too.
This little Eevee.
Gary V.
What's good?
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe I'm here talking to you right now. I'm nervous as heck. How's it going?
Very good, my friend. Where are you from?
Originally from Vancouver, BC. Visiting my family right now, but I currently live in Montreal, Quebec. Man, I just want to say thank you so much. I've been watching your content for almost 3 years now. And honestly, man, you've just changed my life. Like, you've been putting positivity and perspective, hard work and hustle in my ear every single day. And because of you, I found my passion. I do videography and content creation. And actually, I found the woman that I love because of you. So honestly, man, I just hearts out to you. And just I appreciate you so much.
I love that. Thank you so much. Thank you, Kyler. What can I answer for you, brother?
Yeah, man. Like I said, so my name is Kyler. I'm a videographer, content creator. I do this full time for a company, like I said, in Montreal, Quebec, called Simply PHP. And earlier on this year, before COVID, I started actually a show called The Making It Show, which is a podcast and YouTube show dedicated to helping people get started through the process of making it, kind of to what you did for me. You know, a lot of the advice you're giving me was just start, just go ahead and do it. And I picked up a camera, fell in love with it, learned everything to do with it, and then made my career out of it, right? So I wanted to pay that forward and let people know that, hey, you can start this process and you can make it happen.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. And so I'm trying to document this journey of me becoming this kind of creative entrepreneur.
Yep.
So my question is around documenting over creating. So how do I know I'm bringing value while I'm documenting and kind of learning at the same time? Because to be honest, Gary, I find it hard to know what to say sometimes while I'm documenting.
Well, documenting, if you're thinking about what you're saying, then you're thinking about creating. Documenting is just documenting. Mm. Do you have the humility to show the process is the real question, Kyler.
Mm.
Documenting you becoming this person means predominantly that you're showing your failures. Mm. But most people want to show the highlights.
Which is super scary.
But ironically, why people will love you.
Yeah. So from a practical standpoint, let's say I messed up on a client shoot or something, like showing those kind of
listen, I don't want you to lose your job. So you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. But yes, in a way that doesn't become detrimental to you and your family. Mm-hmm. Or something you learned. Like I learn things all the time that I remember 7 years ago, me really grasping EBITDA, which was something that a business person should have really understood, 10 years earlier than that.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a great thing to share.
Mm.
Got it?
I think so. I guess getting over it too, like hearing you say it, I get it. And then getting over it too, like practicing it every single day and putting myself out there is the next kind of hurdle.
Yeah, it's, you know, like it's, you have to be okay with the wins and the losses. Mm-hmm. And it's, if you're documenting, if you're really, 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 really talking about your journey, then make a journey. Mm. Everybody sucks, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, everybody sucks.
Yeah.
Like, don't put anybody on a pedestal. Not me, not your dad, not your mom, not you know, Mark Cuban, not Margaret Thatcher. Like, I don't know, like whatever, you know, not anybody. Mm-hmm. Just like show it.
Mm-hmm. Behind the scenes content, me editing till midnight at night and
documenting is documenting. Mm-hmm. I got to grab this, Dustin. Can you take over? Kyler, documenting is documenting.
Mm-hmm.
Not editing highlights. Let's move it, Dust.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Kyler.
Thanks, man. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You got it. All right. So I usually like to have a little bit of a alert that this is going to happen, you know, like the karate guys that mentally prepare to like break the brick, but I'm not mentally prepared for this right now. So I'm just going to bust out some of these cards again. So I got these Japanese cards. Japanese is a little harder to determine, but trying to do some research.
Let's keep going.
Cool.
Gary, what's up?
What's good, my man? How are you?
Man, I'm pumped. I'm been trying to get on your show since, when did you start this, in March?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your team kicks ass, and I appreciate you. But give you a little context, I'm sort of trying to figure out professionally. You've talked about, you know, the grind and the dirt and being soft, and I wonder if being soft holds you back and what you can do to overcome it. Cause you know, I've been in real estate my whole career. I'm in Austin, Texas, sort of new here 5 years ago, was working crazy hours, crazy money. Like you've talked about, very lucrative, but just a shit life. No fun with the kids, the family, the wife at the time that didn't fly. So I changed things up when the wife checked out on it, and to save my relationship with my kids. So I've sort of gone to just basic stuff. I'm a realtor, sort of like your sister. I followed her yesterday, so hopefully we blew her up.
Collab.
And that type of thing. And now I'm in a situation where I'm doing the realtor thing. It's a grind as hell. I'll still do the grind and stuff like that. But through the tough times, I've really had to lean on my family. I feel like it's like the honey hole I know I can go to. And they're super supportive. But what do you do when you get to a point like now, like I want to pull the trigger, make a shift in real estate, not something huge, but is that.
When you say supportive on the family, who are you referring to? And are we talking about emotionally or financially?
Both. And then
yeah, I mean, the financial part will hold you back. The emotional part's awesome.
Yeah.
The financial part, if you feel like you can get money from mom, dad, brothers, I don't know who you're referring to. Like that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is a fundamental problem. When one does not stand on their own two feet, they are always unbelievably vulnerable. And more importantly, they subconsciously do not have the leverage with that human being. And that human being is able to kind of dictate that person's life.
Yeah, it gives them a little extra influence for sure.
A ton of extra influence.
Yeah.
People don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. And so it puts you in you're unhappy about it here. It's why you're asking this question, which is amazing. I'm so proud of you, first of all, for being able to say that out loud, because that's not something many would want to admit. I would argue that the far majority of people over the age of 25 who take money from a family member to live their life, 90% of them keep that quiet. So the fact that you're even able to put that out there, and the fact that you kind of like just painted the picture, it's funny where my chemicals are going right now. I'm pumped because that means you're on the edge. You're gonna do it.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to tell a million people right now in the world over the next 6 months, a million people will watch this, that you do that than it is to stop doing it and make a jump.
Right, right. No, I think it's your content about not really giving a fuck what people think about me has just woken me up. And I think it needs to wake a lot of people up. I mean, I'm exposing myself because I don't want to be held back. I want happiness.
I'm so uncomfortably, I don't know if the goosebumps are coming through, like proud of you right now. Chris, you're literally, it's really fun for me because people come on this show and they're in very different places of the process to get to the upswing. Sometimes they're on the upswing. My favorites are this one. When the person is literally an inch away from like getting dramatically happier.
Yeah. I'm pumped for it, man.
Bro, all you have to do is stop taking it. Literally, it's as simple as that. And this is for the millions of people that are watching over the next 15 years of this video. The second you stop taking money from somebody, all you have to do is live more humbly. Every person can live a little more humble. Do not let your parents, your brother, your sister, sometimes your child have that leverage on you.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's huge, bro. Because what you know, Chris, is it makes you not go.
It paralyzes you. That's the thing. Like right now, it's not slinging it, killing it, dough in the door. And I'm still sort of paralyzed. It's like, why?
Now listen, first of all, I love that you took assessment and you said, wait a minute. I don't want to do pattern recognition, so let me create real meaningful time and depth with my children. That's just a remarkably smart move.
Well, it was like, you know, I can't control what another adult wants to bail, but I'm going to save my relationship.
And by the way, the more you look at it as, did she bail or did you create scenarios that, you know, like it's like even making, whether you guys were 50-50 or even if it was more on you, the second you even change in your mind the word bail, the more you're going to win.
Right, right. No, you got to own your shit.
Own your shit, bro. Accountability. Own your shit. Do you know what's going on? The reason the world is so on tilt right now is everybody in America just wants to blame somebody else.
Right, right.
Like it's so not fun to look yourself in the mirror.
And to blame other people, for me, it feels good in the micro.
Of course, it feels amazing in the micro.
And then in the macro, when you got to go to sleep at night and wake up, it fucking sucks.
Correct, which is why I try to live the reverse. Eat shit in the micro and fucking love the macro.
Right, right. Amen.
The real game's in your own head with yourself. Life is you with you. Everybody's playing it as if it's you with them. I don't even know them. I don't even see them. And I mean, and you know this, pro and con. Gary, you're so humble. People let me meet. I'm like, because I don't believe in the cheering. I don't think I'm special. I don't think I'm a genius. I don't think I'm great. I don't. I think I'm nice. I like it. But like, guess what? My mom's just as great. And so are a million other people. Like it's just circumstances. But what that equally does, brother, is it like, I could give two shits of the businessmen and women that make more, that have more. For the guy or gal that ends up buying the New York Jets, that's not me. I'm fucking happy with you. Congratulations. Now win me a Super Bowl. Like, I don't care like that. I just want to be happy. Back to the earlier comment where the very lovely young lady, I already forgot the name, Megan, I think, was like, Gary, you're losing your way with this card. So I'm like, no. I love this.
It's the passion.
I'm finding my way.
Yeah.
I'm finding my way. I can make a lot. I can be spending this time right now raising a huge hedge fund and make 40 trillion times more money.
Mm-hmm.
And buy the Jets. No. I want to be happy. I want to look for Walter Payton rookie cards at, you know, 11:30 p.m. last night because vintage football is like maybe the next thing to go. Like that. No.
No, the passion's deep. My brother's like at Target, at Walmart. He's killing it. I go to Target, Walmart. I don't know shit about it. I'm buying cards.
The question is, do you want? I think what you need to do is take a step back and think about like, what do you like?
Yeah.
Is it music? Is it food? Is it movies? Like, to me, I like this was my whole path. Like, this is the every single day from 1986 to 1993. This is all I thought about. Not girls, not school, not this. So this is what I love. So of course it's fun. What, you know, think back to junior high, high school, you know, outside of like, if you're normal girls, like the kind of like boys, whatever, you know, but like, what did you like?
Well, you said a couple weeks ago, if it was a law that you had to start a business or you went to jail, that hit me huge. That was badass. Because it's so true. That really puts you in perspective of like, oh shit, what would I do?
When you don't chase the paper, like my man Daniel J just said, the money, when you don't chase it and you chase like desperately wanting to wake up and be fired. Let me give you an example. This is a big insight for me. I have woken up more excited for work every single day over the last 4 months. And I asked myself why. And then I looked at my calendar. It's because I'm doing a lot more business development every day. More than half my day now is potential new client, groups of clients, marketing for the now, new clients. So I'm on the offense. When I looked at my calendar for the last 2 years, it was defense, operations. That's why I promoted Mark Yudkin, who's my general counsel, who's been with me even before VaynerMedia, he was my lawyer when I bought Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr. He's now being promoted to COO. I'm still very operational, but I'm going to try to move more to him so I can do more things that I like. I'm in a better mood when I'm business developing.
Right. Yeah, and it's just a nuance in real estate. I love real estate, but I like more the investment side, the ROI side than.
So real quick, I would tell you that you like transacting on like, you like the real estate development side more than a transactional one-off home thing?
Well, the more
is it because it's more dollars or because you think there's more strategy in it?
More strategy, more brain activity.
I agree. So to me, I do think you need to look at like, what are your hobbies?
I work
like,
out
take
like
me way back. Take me way back. Like high school you, what did you fuck with?
High school,
music, food, skiing, tennis, cards, like help me.
I mean, high school, I was Southern California, loved the beach, loved the water, the ocean.
You love surfing?
Oh yeah. I mean, if I could get in salt water every day, I'd be.
Chris, yeah. you need to think about surfing culture.
Yeah.
Like maybe you start a fucking West Coast brand like Vans. Like there's like, you got to go into that.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit entrepreneurial that's in my head that I fuck with all the time, but it's about pulling the trigger that holds me back. Because I've got.
What are you scared of? Going backwards if you fail financially and having to go to the
web? I mean, when I grew up, my dad was a hot mess, alcoholic, didn't produce, didn't bring income, drama, cops, domestic, the whole thing. And so if I'm not producing income, generating money financially, I feel like I'm
good. Stick with me. What time do you go to sleep?
Around 10-ish.
Great. What time do you wake up?
Well, for your show, I got up at 5, but usually about 6.
Good. So you get a nice 8, which is amazing. Talk to me about 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
You know, I've thought about this because I've literally shut off work at 6 and then I have something to eat and I'm like, I just want to, there's nothing that wants. Yeah, I just
need. Okay. That's okay. This is going back to I veg by going on eBay for 3 hours and finding some rare card that nobody sees yet.
Yeah.
I want you to veg from 7:30 to 10:30. Notice what I'm playing a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
On the building of your surfing podcast or your surfing TikTok or your LinkedIn, like, I'm telling you right now, brother, this is what I wrote Crush It About. And your first book is always the biggest insight to who you actually are.
Yeah, it's right there.
Crush It. Your 7:30 to 10:30 is the most interesting thing to me in the world. Okay. I know that you can find something you can veg to that will produce income for you at 29 months in. And that's what you can be doing while you're bringing in income from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. period, end of story. I believe it. I've seen it 100,000 times.
Yeah. Amen.
And Chris, start 9 different things. Start a surfing fucking content thing. Start, you know, do that for 4 months. Ah, you change it. Like, you see where I'm going? Like, what? All 9 things.
And do you do all 9 things if you're not, like, if you're so pumped about 5 of them, do you really fuck with the other 4?
No. I'd probably go with those 5 and just see what happens. And yeah. One of the 5 may pop so much, you're like, fuck it. This is actually working. People fuck with me here. I don't need the other 4.
Cool. That's the real deal.
7:30 to 10:30. Write that down. Put it right now and there and just look at it every day. 7:30. Every day, ask yourself, what if I could start a business, or I have to start a business. Okay, I'm going to do this surfing thing. I love, if I could be in water all day. Basically, I want you to interview every great surfer. If you DM'd all 800 great surfers and said, I'm starting a surfing podcast, will you do an interview with me? 3 will say yes, Chris.
Yeah.
And that's a good use of 7:30 to 10:30, 6 days in a row. The DM.
For sure.
Slater's that kind of guy. He'll just say yes.
No, he's a good dude.
Great dude.
And I know some guys in those circles for sure. Well,
then that makes me even want to punch myself in the face more because you're fucking ready. And then guess what? 4 episodes in, you're like, fuck, I'm bad at interviewing people. This is stupid.
Yeah.
And great. So next it's like, you've always wanted to design a shirt. You might be the next Ocean Pacific for all the old cats. You know what I'm talking about. Or Jam Shorts.
OP, bro.
Chris, listen to me. You can do this. It's 7:30 to 10:30. You do it for 2 years. Something starts happening, and then it actually becomes your 8 to 6.
That would be badass, yeah.
No, it's real, brother. It's called the internet. Take advantage of it.
No, I did your flip game, even though I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, and flipped some cards, some boxes, made $100, and I was like, damn, it's real.
It's soup, bro. I'm so scared for my reputation to not be good that I'll never say anything that I don't already know works. It just doesn't happen. I knew that cards were going to pop for 6 months and would spend an hour every night or when I was traveling, like just quadruple checking because I knew I was going to get loud. And I live off of you saying, damn, I made $100. I know that it means something. I can't live a life where I'm like, Gary Vee, you made me lose $1,000. This whole market collapsed. I can't live that life. I'm done.
No. It's so straight up. It's so straight up. The only thing, like you said, you got to do your homework. You got to know your stuff. And my brother, like, eats, sleeps, sports. And I was there and I was like, dude, there's a bunch of Topps Chrome. What's up? He's like, buy all of it. I go, what? And he's like, get every single one. So I bought it, put it on eBay. I just sent out this big fat box to this dude and we'll pocket $100, $150.
And there's so many people watching right now that like desperately, truly could use an extra $150 a month. Truly. It's all out there.
If you're buying a Target or Walmart, you just roll in there every day.
Or Chris, if you really do your homework, buying on eBay, because specific cards,
yeah,
like the market is super real.
That's where he's killing it. He's like, I love the sports. If you want to get into it, you got to know it. But if
you don't love, Chris, you don't love the sports.
No, it was a flip game.
Chris, we're not doing the sports.
Right. No, I got you. I
have a funny feeling that if you went on fucking eBay right now and started searching surfing gear and looked at completed items, you could probably make $100,000 a year flipping fucking surfing equipment, buying it on eBay, getting it, retaking the photo, and shipping. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, maybe you don't like that either. Maybe you aren't, like, I'm thinking about the home selling and the investment, so you do have that transactional flip in you.
Yeah.
But you got to try other shit too, man. Please, 7:30 to 10:30 needs to be your life. Please never let 7:30 to 10:30 not be you getting educated on things you're interested in. Go to YouTube and just type in surfing flip. And I'm focusing on surfing because you gave me 1 data point. I'm sure I need other things.
Yeah. All right, bro, one last thing. I've got a good friend that runs an entrepreneurial nonprofit here. If I can just plug it real quick.
Go ahead, brother.
And it's called venturelab.org, and they're on Facebook. And I just think it's badass because it's bringing entrepreneurialism to the youth.
Love and it. Check it out.
Pitch fest. Whatever.
Is that the right spelling?
Yeah, bro. So whatever it is for entrepreneurs, I'm all about.
I gotta go. I'm already 1 minute late. I love you, pal. I'm sorry. Love you, man. I didn't get to in the questions. We'll get to you on the next show. Dustin, thank you so much. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show. It felt like this set an interesting energy. Like, I like this show. I like this show because I think somebody really clicked today. Let me know if you clicked. Hit me up on Twitter, Gary VEE. Let me know if you clicked. Also, make sure you text me, 212-931-5731. Is that the right number? Doesn't? Yeah, good. I've still got it. And wine text today. Please sign up. If you buy wine on the internet and you don't buy it for my dad, that's some fucked up shit. That is some fucked up shit. There's no other way to say it. Some fucked up shit. And today is a crazy rosé. Hit me up on Twitter, Gary VEE, and let me know if something clicked for you today. And even better, because I'm going to be listening to this meeting and I can kind of pay attention, I'd love to know what clicked. Put hashtag clicked Gary V in there. Let me see. Love you. Twitch family, I love all of you in there. I see a lot of people. IG. I know a lot of you watch because we put the phone to it. I see a lot of people talking about the volume being better on YouTube and Twitch. Consider that switch over. Love you. Always. See ya. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Consistent and Mind-Changing by David Housewright. Gary is consistent in his message, which helps in driving home the message. There are some podcast episodes that I listen to over and over again to help me pick up on all the gems. Thank you, Gary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.